The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
The title of this is, Will President Obama Veto Flawed Health Reform? According to Newt Gingrich, whom I thoroughly admire and respect, he points to the fact that with the Senate Finance Committee poised to pass health care legislation, the final contours of the bill that could come out of Congress are starting to come into focus. This bill will contain new taxes on the middle class. It will add to the deficit, and it will put government bureaucrats between Americans and their doctors, among other things. So, maybe it's not too early to ask the obvious question, will President Obama veto health care reform? I think this is really worth asking because so many of the costs to taxpayers that the president has repeatedly promised would not be in the legislation are in it. And so many of the promised benefits are not. There are at least 8 of his promises that will be broken, and here they are. Contradiction number 1. From a promise not to raise taxes on the middle class to $2 billion in penalties. Number 2. From a promise to reject a bill that adds one dime to the deficit to $239 billion added to the deficit. Contradiction number 3. From a promise that if you like your current plan, you can keep it, to half of Medicare Advantage benefits are being cut. And I say, who gives the president the right to touch Medicare and steal our $500 billion from it? Number 4. From, if you like your current doctor, you can keep your doctor, to squeezing doctors and hospitals until they reduce patient access. Number 5. From a promise that no government bureaucrat will stand between patients and doctors to a Medicare commission with the power to deny treatment. Again, he is stealing from our Medicare, and he has no right, and that's what they call the public option. Contradiction number 6. From a promise to slow the growth of health care costs for our families to a new tax on hearing aids, wheelchairs, and breakthrough drugs. Number 7. From a promise that health care reform will fix the economy to new taxes on small businesses. I say, how can small businesses ever get back on their feet and give jobs to the unemployed? Why doesn't Obama deal with that pressing issue first? Why doesn't he make that a priority? And finally, number 8, from insuring all Americans to leaving 25 million uninsured. That's the promise. The reality? The CEO determined that the Senate bill will leave about 25 million non-elderly Americans uninsured. The difference between what Americans have been promised from health care reform and what they are getting go beyond the usual give and take of Washington. A Congress controlled by the president's party is producing health care legislation blatantly contradicts his most basic, often repeated promises. What will the president do? Will President Obama veto the health care reform as he promised he would? Only time will tell. If I were in charge, I would eliminate any and all universal government-involved health care and instead give a yearly sum of money to families who cannot afford health insurance and let them choose their own private insurance. That means no government interference whatsoever, and the charge would be minuscule compared to what our government is planning for us now. Also, health insurance from all states should be available to everyone. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.